Can you hear me?
Yes, good.
Shalom. I'm really amazed. I'm the only one with a tie. In Israel, we are not wearing tie. And only when I'm coming abroad to England or country like that, I'm wearing a tie. And even I don't know how to tie my tie. So I asked one of the gentlemen, I don't remember his name, to tie my tie, so then now I will have a tie. As I spoke with Tom a week ago, I was thinking maybe to speak about Acts chapter 29. Don't look in your Bible, you will not find it. But as I was thinking about my sermon, I decided that it will be better for me to speak now about the dedication of the priest. It's taking from the book of Leviticus. I know that the book of Leviticus and those books in the first five books of the Bible are very, very difficult to read, specifically the book of Leviticus and the book of Deuteronomy. But I do believe that there is so much truth and so much things that we can apply to our life today. So I was thinking that it will be good that we will look on this ceremony of dedication of the priest. But first, let's pray and we'll open the Bible. Lord Jesus, we are coming before you and we are asking that you will open your word to us as we are reading from your word, that you will speak to our heart, to our daily walk with you, that you will speak through your word, so that we will be able to apply your word to our life even today. Lord, I am asking that you will be with me as I'm sharing my heart with the people here, and that you will release my tongue, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I understand that I have only 40 minutes to speak and to do a presentation. I try to bargain a little bit, so instead of 30 minutes, I receive 40 minutes. But I'm going to have 2 hours, so how to make those 2 hours into 40 minutes, I really don't know. So we'll see. And I ask Andy that if he will see that the audience are a bit tired, so that he will tell me. Let's open in the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2. I have a problem, I have only Hebrew Bible, so I will need that someone will read in English, or that I will read in Hebrew, but I think it's better that someone will read in English, I think. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 5, 9, and 10.
Read it in Hebrew first.
No, yes, okay, fine, if you wish. וגם אתם, כאבנים חיות, נבנים לבית רוחני, לכהונת קודש, כדי לעלות זבחי רוח, רצויים לאלוהים, בזכות ישוע המשיח. 9. אבל אתם, עם נבחר, ממלכת כהנים וגוי קדוש, עם סגולה, למען תספרו תהילותיו, של הקורא אתכם מחושך אל אורו הנפלא. אתם אשר לפנים לא עם הייתם, אך כעת עם אלוהים אתם, אשר לפנים לא רוחמו, אך כעת מרוחמים.
Listen to that old
area. Good.
1 Peter 2, verses 5, 9 and 10. You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
Thank you. So, those verses are speaking that we are all a royal priesthood. What does it mean, a royal priesthood? How can a full, all a nation become a priest? But this is what God is doing. He called all the believers priests. What does it mean? Just Graham and those that are leading the congregation? No. Does it mean just the teachers of the kids or the Bible teachers? No. It means each one of us is priest before God. If you are a Gentile or if you are a Jew, if you are an elderly person or if you are a young person, each one of us is a priest before God. And as a priest, we have also a function that we need to do. And we need to bring before God, we need to speak with the people around us, we need to praise God as priest. Now, with these things in our mind, let's go to the book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus, chapter 8, is speaking about the dedication of the priest. So, the book of Leviticus, chapter 8. And again, Graham, if you will be able to come and read from verse 1 to 6.
The Lord said to Moses, "Bring Aaron and his sons, their garments, the anointing oil, the bull for the sin offering, the two rams, and the basket containing bread made without yeast, and gather the entire assembly at the entrance to the tent of meeting." Moses did as the Lord commanded him, and the assembly gathered at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Moses said to the assembly, "This is what the Lord has commanded to be done." And then Moses brought Aaron and his sons forward and washed them with water.
Thank you. Yeah. So, Moses, God is saying to Moses to take Aaron and his son, to bring them before the congregation, to take the clothes and the anointing oil, to take three animals, and to bring everything before the congregation. Now, this ceremony that it's done, it's not done in secret. This is not a sect. This is the congregation of the nation of Israel. And the ceremony, it's done in public, before the eyes of everybody. And it's like those people are going to be the priest of the congregation, of the nation. So it's like the each part of the nation, it's like laying their hands on the priest from the side, from the back, from the long distance, but they are participating in this ceremony. Now, in verse 6, the ceremony started. And it started when Moses is washing Aaron and his children. Now, he's washing them not because they the dirt was on them, that they didn't know how to do it by themselves. But this is a ceremony. This is symbol something. And the symbol of the washing, it's cleansing, it's purifying the body, the soul, from the things around us. So, and the things that it's purifying us, just a few minutes ago, Andy spoke about it. He didn't say that, but to read from the Word of God, the Word of God, it's purifying us, is cleansing us. And by us reading it, God is revealing to us what need to be a deal in our life and what need to be clean. Now, in verses 7 to 13, don't read, it's written that Moses dressing up in clothes that were ready, Aaron and his son, and anointing them in the anointing oil. we can notice that the high priest has different clothes than the regular priest. The high priest could go into the Holy of Holy, and the regular priest could not go there. The regular priest needed to serve God and the high priest. And we are the regular priest. We are serving God and the high priest. The high priest is the Lord Jesus. Now, Graham, from verse 14 to 17, I would like that you will read.
He then presented the bull for the sin offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Moses slaughtered the bull and took some of the blood, and with his finger he put it on all the horns of the altar to purify the altar. He poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar, and so he consecrated it to make atonement for it. Moses also took all the fat around the inner parts, the covering of the liver and both kidneys and their fat, and burned it on the altar. But the bull with its hide and its flesh and its offal he burned up outside the camp, as the Lord commanded.
Okay. Now Moses starting the procedure of the sacrifice, the sacrificium. And there is so much symbolized in this procedure, in this offering of the sacrifice. Now, the first sacrifice that it's offering, it's the bull, and it's a sin sacrifice. What's happening with the sin sacrifice? The same that is happening with the bull, it's happening with the sin sacrifice. We can read about it in the book of Leviticus in chapter 4. We are not going to do that now, but you will see there the procedure of the sin sacrifice. What is the function of the sin sacrifice? The function is to purify the man that is bringing the sacrifice. The man that did a sin need to bring a sacrifice, a sin sacrifice. Now, the person need to lay hands on the sacrifice, and then they are slaughtering him. How those things are implying to us? The Lord Jesus is our sacrifice. The Lord Jesus died for us. We know that it's written in Romans chapter 6 that the wages of sin is what? Death. What does it mean? A person that made a sin, the wages for him is death. Now, it's not something new that Paul wrote about it to the people in Rome. It's something that it was known all over the years. The procedure of sacrificial was started 2,000 years before Jesus came. So 2,000 years, the nation of Israel knew when they made a sin, they have a death penalty that they need to pay. And if they don't want, they need to bring the sacrificium. Now, how the procedure is doing? The person is laying his hands on the head of the sacrifice of the bull or the lamb, confessive sin, and his sin like substitute moving into the animal. Now the animal is the sin, made the sin. The animal has to be perfect without any sin. So now after that he pray, the sin is going move into the sacrifice. And now the sacrifice is the sinner, and the wages of sin is death, so the sacrifice need to die. Now, I see that there is some young people over here. So we will speak in a language that you know, and the older people don't know so much. Language of computer. So, cut and paste. We know all of these things. Control X, Control V. Or with the icons. How disconnected. So I will tell you. The person that had the sin Now, after that he prayed, after that he confessed his sin, the sin is cut from him. Control X. Disappeared from him. Yes? Now we are doing control V on the sacrifice. We have passed the sin into it, into the sacrifice. Now the sacrifice has the sin on him. The same things have happened with the Lord Jesus and us. When we came to know the Lord, when we prayed and asked God forgiveness for our old for our sin, the same things have happened. The Lord took the sin from us and put him. God took the sin from us and put it on the Lord Jesus. Now the Lord Jesus has to die because of our sin. He need to die. So it's the same things. The same things that have happened in the Old Testament with the sacrifice, the same things is happening in the New Testament with the Lord Jesus. When we are making a sin, we are confess and put it on the Lord Jesus. Now he, to the nation of Israel, that the perfect sacrifice is going to come. But yet, my nation didn't see it. And when the Lord come, they couldn't see him and didn't understand that. Okay, let's continue. Verses 18 to 21.
He then presented the ram for the burnt offering, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Then Moses slaughtered the ram and sprinkled the blood against the altar on all sides. He cut the ram into pieces and burned the head, the pieces and the fat. He washed the inner parts and the legs with water and burned the whole ram on the altar as a burnt offering, a pleasing aroma, an offering made to the Lord by fire, as the Lord commanded Moses.
Thank you. Now, the second animal, it's coming to be slaughtered. And the second animal, it's a burnt offering. A burnt offering, in Hebrew, it's korban ola. The burnt offering, all of the offering, all of the animal, it's burning on the altar. In Hebrew, it said ola. Ola, it means going up. So the animal burning and going up toward God. All of it. This is the sacrifice that all of it, it's burning. With the other sacrifice, people could eat, the priest could eat, or the person that is bringing is eating it. But with the burnt offering, no. Completely dedicate to God. And this is something that it's so symbolize our life of dedication before the Lord. There is some problem there? Okay? Okay. So this sacrifice symbolize a dedication, a full complete dedication of us to God. This sacrifice was done as a free will of people to come and dedicate. If they want to dedicate their life, they was bringing this kind of sacrifice. Now, if we are looking on the priest washed their body, they are cleaning before God. Second, the sacrifice of sin offering was offered. So now they dealt with their sin, and now with the second animal, now they are dedicating their life to God. And this procedure, these roles we need to remember. We cannot come and say to God, God, I want to dedicate my life to you, when we didn't deal with our sin. First, we need to deal with our sin. And then we can come to God and say, Lord, I want to dedicate my life before you. And as we are reading in the Old Testament, we will see all the time that first there is the sin offering, and only then the burnt offering. Because the burnt offering, it symbolizes, it indicates giving our life toward God. Like it's written in Romans 12:1, that Paul is saying to the Romans, I beseech you, my brother, to present your body as a living sacrifice, pure and holy before God. So in order to present our body as a living sacrifice, first we need to deal with our sin. And to deal with our sin, the first time it's as we are coming toward the Lord. But then, on a daily basis, regular things, we need to come and confess our sin before God. Because we are walking on earth, and we are getting dirt from earth. So we are sinning, so we need to come before God and ask His forgiveness. Now we are coming to a very different sacrifice. And if we can read from verse 22 to 24.
Moses slaughtered, verse 22. He then presented the other ram, the ram for the ordination, and Aaron and his sons laid their hands on its head. Moses slaughtered the ram and took some of its blood and put it on the lobe of Aaron's right ear, on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Moses also brought Aaron's sons forward and put some of the blood on the lobes of their right ears, on the thumbs of their right hands, and on the big toes of their right feet. And then he sprinkled blood against the altar on all sides.
What a strange ceremony. To take from the blood and put it on different part of the body. And if we will continue to read, afterward is also doing like that with the blood on them. Very strange, very different ceremony. But do you know, when things are different, we remember it. If we want to remember something, we need to involve a lot of our senses. Andy was speaking with the kids and he showed them and explained to them things that they could see, they could feel. The same with the priest. God is doing something that it will burn into their memory, that it will stick into their memory, so that they will remember it, but not just remember, but they will be able to apply it in their life. Now, what he's doing is putting the blood on their ear, on their right toe of the hand, and the right toe of the foot, if I'm saying the right words in English. Why? Can someone think about young people? Think, why? Why is doing it? Why the ear? Why the hand? Why the foot? Somebody else can think about why? No one? Okay, what we hear. Okay, first, what did we hear? We sang about that just now. To hear God's voice. That their ear will be dedicated to hear what God wants to say. Now the hands, what we are doing? That we will do the work of the Lord. And the foot? Walking in the foot of the Lord. So in a way, all of their life here are dedicated toward God. that they hear will be dedicated to hear God's voice, that they will do what God wants them to do, and that they will walk in the footstep of the Lord. This is the priest. And if we are looking now on our life, we are priests before God. This is what that God called us. We just read it in the book of Peter. So if we are priests, we also need to dedicate our life to Him, to dedicate our ear to hear what He wants, to do what He wants, and to walk in His footsteps, the footsteps of the Lord. Now, it's very interesting to know that very similar procedure have happened with people that were sick with leprosy. We can read it in Leviticus chapter 14, but we are not going to do it now. You can read it later. And who were the people that was that they were sick in leprosy? They known as people that have been under some kind of sin in their life, and as a punishment from God, they received this leprosy. Now, those people were outcast from the community. They needed, if they was walking, they need to have a bell that is saying that they are walking there, so people will not come close to them. Now, when the lepers are getting healed, again they need to do exactly the same things with the blood on the ear, on the toe, on the right toe of the hand, and the right toe of the feet. Now, to those leprosy, it's like their life, it's giving them again. Now, after that they are healed, they can be again among the community. They can be part of what has happened. They have their life, it's giving to them again. Now, if we are looking on ourselves, and let's read from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15.
Verse 15, and Jesus died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for Him who died for them and was raised again.
Thank you. So we have been died from our sin. The Lord raised us with Him, give us again life. And what He is asking, that this life, we will work for Him. We will dedicate for Him, for what that He wants us to do. We are like those lepers that had a sin in our life, and God healed us. So let's pray and ask God to continue to work in our heart, that we will be able to present our body for Him as a living and worthy for His work and for His service. I ask Tom if we will be able to come and pray.
For the lips of a priest ought to preserve knowledge, and from his mouth men should seek instruction, because he is a messenger of the Lord God Almighty. Father, we thank You for the great privilege not only to be sons and daughters of the living God, but that You have called us to be a nation of priests. You've called this congregation to be a congregation of priests, ministering Your message out into the community. But before we can do that, We have to deal first with our sin, and having dealt with our sin, give ourselves up wholly to you. So, Father, we pray that you will help us as we come to the end of the summer and into the autumn towards the Jewish New Year. Lord, we ask that you might empower us by your own Holy Spirit to lay our lives down for you, to as we have been reminded in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, to give our bodies a living sacrifice so that you might receive the glory, and that for our own well-being as your body here on earth. So bless us as we seek to carry out our function as your priests, your ambassadors in this neighborhood where you've placed us. Lord, bless us as we seek to serve you this coming autumn. Help us in our personal reading of the scripture. Help us not only in our quiet times to pray, but to be still and hear your voice, so that we can become doers of your word and not hearers only. These things we ask for your glory, in Jesus' name. Amen.